Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. What you are about to hear is one of our many interviews we conducted on Media Day of the 2021 Lotto Elite Pro Tennis Challenge. Our Cracked Rackets team is so fortunate to be able to travel to Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, Reading, Pennsylvania, to take in an exhibition event featuring players such as Ernest Gulbis, Chris Eubanks, eventual singles and doubles champion Mukund Sasikumar. We also got to talk to former great college tennis players in Nick Bible, Chad Kissel, KP Sinu. We also got to talk to Roy Smith. Of course, all of those guys still ascending in their young pro tennis careers. We got to speak with tournament director Ryan Narr as well. All of the people who helped make this event so special. Hoping to get the chance to recap it all with our host Dave Emke, my now adopted older brother, later on this weekend. Again, what you're going to be hearing is an interview with some of those players now. We got to chat with them for about 5 to 10 minutes, talk about the highlights in their career, where they're at here in 2021, the difficulties they faced the past season, and so much more. It was a really, really fun session. I cannot thank the Emke family, the Lotto Elite team, for having us there enough. It's always so cool to get to work an intimate event like that, to get to actually speak with these players, have some fun with them as well. It's an experience we won't be forgetting anytime soon. So again, interviews from Media Day going to be coming on your Cracked Interviews podcast feed. Be on the lookout for all of them. Listen to as many of them as you would like. But with that in mind, Westhoff, roll the credits. Let's get to today's show.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lotto Elite Pro Tennis Challenge here in beautiful Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, where we are joined by a two-time participant in this event. I guess that makes you a veteran of the Lotto Elite Pro Tennis prospect. Of course, pro tennis player, former Valparaiso star, Chad Kissel. Chad, welcome to our booth. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
It's another day in paradise. Always a good day when you get to watch some tennis. And, you know, for you to be back at this event this year, you got to participate last year as well. What does this event mean to you? How special is it to get to play in this community?
Yeah, I mean, this was my favorite event I played in last year, and I think it probably tops off on the charts again this year. I mean, it's just, you don't play anything like it all year. You go out and you grind on the futures, and it's just, you got a bunch of courts, and they're nice, but they're not this nice. So, you know, like, it is a grind, but then when you come here, you're in the person's backyard with a beautiful garden and everything. The atmosphere is just amazing here, and to get to play on it right in front of, they have a nice crowd here this year, and then I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
What's your cookie count at? Obviously, the lovely Mrs. Emke making cookies for all of us. I think I'm at 12 this weekend.
Yeah, no, her cookies are pretty famous, but just knowing I was about to play, I try to limit it to one a day.
Yeah, so. No, that's a wise move for sure, and I know you're coming from the Illinois future stretch, right? You made the Decatur-Edwardsville run, and I would disagree. I think Decatur's way nicer than this, but no, of course, you know, again, you talk about being on the futures grind. How difficult is that? Just week in, week out, all of the traveling that you have to undertake, and just, you know, again, I believe this is what, year four, full-time on tour. Have you made the adjustments now?
Well, I kind of only played 2 years, so yeah. I graduated in 2019. I never really played during college on the futures, but then once I started getting on for the next 2 years, but 1 year was cut short because of COVID. But then tournaments like this pop up, and they're just great opportunities to come play some really good players and just keep on improving my game.
Yeah, absolutely, and I know former
doubles partner Nick Bible here as well. And I know you guys played at one of those, I believe, Illinois Futures. But for you this week, you get the chance to play with Ernest Gulbis.
Yeah.
And I have to imagine I would be freaking out. I'd be like, that is freaking awesome. Now, you're a pro, so it's perhaps a little bit less cool, but you excited for that opportunity? And I'm curious what you're trying to take away from this week's event.
Yeah, honestly, it was a great opportunity. You know, we warmed up on the first day, and I knew he didn't have a doubles partner, so just asked him if he wanted to play, and he's a really nice guy, and he said sure, and I think our games could really suit well. You know, we're both kind of – he's a big player, hits the crap out of the ball.
Yeah.
And I would like to say my serve's one of my strengths too, so if we put those two combined in doubles, I think it could be a really good team.
No, absolutely, and you'll get the chance here to play some good singles matches as well. You get a guy like Ernest, you get Chris, you get Roy, so many good looks again. I'm curious how you're feeling about your level and the opportunity to compete against these guys here.
Yeah, no, I was just excited to come here because I know every single player is capable of greatness here. Yeah. So if you play here and you're competing with these guys or beating them, I mean, it means you're a heck of a player because everyone here is capable.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, I believe this is your second event. And are you from the Pennsylvania area? I want to say you are relatively.
Yep.
Yeah.
Out towards Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And so again, to get to play, I don't want to say this is your hometown, but maybe we'll get to see some Kissel supporters here throughout the day. What's it mean to get to compete in an event this close to home?
Yeah. No. Luckily, my girlfriend's going to come out.
Awesome.
And to be honest, she doesn't get to see much of my play because I'm always traveling and stuff. So it'll be nice for her to be here. And I mean, the stress is just so much easier. I mean, it was just a 3-hour drive up here. I'm staying with a friend, and it's just way easier. I think I'm going to be very comfortable and just hope to play some good tennis.
No, absolutely. Well, we look forward to seeing that. Now, I don't want to, you know, throw too many serious questions at you, but I am curious, given the schedule here this year and just how difficult it has been to find competitive opportunities, in particular in North America, in the United States, how difficult has that been for you from a scheduling standpoint, just trying to figure out where you're going?
Yeah, well, maybe the scheduling was pretty hard, but finding competitive tournaments wasn't, because
yeah,
all the futures, the 15 and 25
yeah,
days are stacked this year because there's not as many. So
yeah,
every tournament you go to, they're stacked. So
yeah,
that's the fun part. But just scheduling, you know, I tried to go overseas a couple times, but to Russia and Egypt, but just a few complications with the COVID, got stopped at airports for like 40 hours.
Yeah.
And I just didn't find it worth it. So then I kind of just stayed in North America, went to the Illinois swings, and then I'll be down in Texas for, I think there's one in Texas and Arkansas, so I'll play those. And maybe when things start to clear up and get a little bit easier with traveling and all the restrictions, I'll try to go overseas again.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about being stacked at the Futures. You're a 4-time all-conference player. It feels like you look through the qualifying draw, it was like Ponwith versus something ridiculous, just all Americans playing first-round qualifying at these events. What is that level like in the Futures right now? And I'm curious what you think about your level as well compared to those guys.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I think if you don't want to beat the best, you're not going to be the best. So, I mean, it doesn't matter when you play them. Yeah, it's in just qualifying, and you're playing a guy 500, 600, 700, and you usually don't see that until the main. But, I mean, it's just good opportunity to get better matches quicker. And, you know, I think any given day I'm capable of beating really good players. You know, it's just I kind of have to worry about my game, and if I'm on, I'm going to be on. So, it's fun. You know, I like the challenge of going to these tournaments and having to beat harder players, because in the end, if you want to kind of climb to the top, you're going to have to beat them sooner or later.
No, absolutely. That's half the fun of this game. Well, of course, again, my final question for you before I let you go. You get to play with Ernest. You guys taking home the title?
There's a lot of good players here, so, you know, if we play good doubles, I think we have a great shot, but I know there's other people that are definitely worthy and capable too. So
yeah, that's an incorrect answer. The answer was yes, we're winning the title, but I'll take it as well. Chad Kissel, thank you so much. Good luck this week, and we'll get to chat with you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.